Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. This is your host, Iram Said, with a global telesummit series from heartache to joy. Oh, my goodness, how much of a difference a week can make. In a week, our world as we know it has completely shifted. And there's mass. Yes, of course, there's an epidemic, but I think the bigger epidemic is that of fear and panic. So the first thing I want to remind everybody is that afraid and panicked people do not make the best choices. And majority of times, as is the case in this particular time as well, fear makes the situation appear much, much worse than it is. There is a lot of hope. I heard the news a few hours ago that they have been able to contain China, which is wonderful news, because as one country is able to control the epidemic and the breakout, then other countries will follow. I have been able to, you know, I've been posting on Facebook, I've been talking to friends, and I've been constantly saying, do not be afraid. Don't share posts with worry and fear, like, oh my God, look at this, and what's going to happen, and what's happening to us. Yes, be cautious. Absolutely follow the directions they're giving. It's very smart. Not only should you be watching out for others that can infect you, but if the moment you feel the symptoms are coming on, you should definitely be protecting others as well and follow the rules right now for getting tested and then, if necessary, going into quarantine. Because really, we are now watching this curve of the epidemic, which is very typical, where it goes up, where the epidemic just it just breaks out, and then it reaches a plateau. And some experts are saying that we have, thank God, reached the plateau, and now we're going to start seeing the graph go down and hopefully even flatline in a lot of countries, which again means that the spread will be controlled in the world. So we have decided to cancel all calls and only do calls for this topic, because there's a lot of help that is required. Funny enough, one of the things I was reading, many of our healers, many of our spiritual teachers had been predicting this. They had been talking about something like this that was going to happen, that was going to transform the world as we know it. Many people didn't take it seriously. One of the big signs was the Pluto going retrograde, which our guest speaker today, Nidhu, is going to talk about. These were many, many indications that were already being heard by people that know, and they were warning people. But of course, as it so happens, many people didn't pay attention. And those that didn't, are now, everybody is going to be forced to go through this transformation. This is truly what you will see, the 5D energies emerge from this. So many people that had not shifted, that had chosen to continue the way they had been living life, which was no longer supported by the energies of the universe, unfortunately, we're seeing those people leave the planet. And perhaps this is that big cleanse that's happening, because collective consciousness has to shift, you guys. It has to shift. There is no choice. And now we see it very clearly. There is no choice. And this is nature showing its might that we sometimes forget, especially in the world that we're living in today, slaves to technology, driven by advancement in science and all of that stuff, which is wonderful. But then every once in a while, nature flexes a muscle and we come to a halt with all of our technology, all of our advancements. We come to a halt and we go into fear. And that's not what is meant to be happening right now, because if we are being forced to ascend, then ascension is what you should be choosing. Ascension is what you should be focusing on to make sure that this happens with ease and joy instead of fear and panic. So I urge you to really pay attention to this call and the other calls that we are putting together for you, because this is critically important, not just for you, but also because we, each and every one of us, is part of the whole. How you are being and how you are vibrating right now is going to affect mass consciousness. So the choice is yours. Do you want to be a part of the problem, or do you want to be a part of the solution? Because this, there has been no other time than this one where this choice is critical, and it will manifest very quickly, like within, it's like instant, and it's going to have an impact on everybody else. So please be in a very conscious place. Go through this contraction. This is a contraction. You know, I usually talk about expansion and contraction. Expansion is when we're happy and things are flowing, and contraction looks like this, what we're going through right now. The only difference is never in recent history, except maybe world wars, has the world contracted together. We are going through a contraction, and the rules of going through a contraction, number one is, first of all, breathe, relax. It's okay, you know, it's okay. It may seem like a catastrophe, but it's not. It's for our own good. It's for our own benefit. So just relax and breathe. And the second rule of contraction is be aware. Be aware that you are going through a contraction. After a contraction, there's always an expansion. We just have to go through this period with consciousness. Yes, it might be uncomfortable. Yes, lives will get disrupted. Yes, a lot of things are going to change. But do not fear the change, for it might be the best thing that is about to happen, something that we've been waiting for. So I want to welcome you guys to the first call today that we kind of put together for you in a hurry, although this is with our favorite Nidhu Kapoor, who is absolutely amazing and the creator of some of the world's fastest decrees for change and transformation. So who better than to have her kick off this series? She has also, the great news is that Nidhu was also one of the people talking about the big change that was coming. And today she's going to be talking about the simplest, fastest, easiest, and most powerful way to protect, cleanse, clear, prevent, and cure all ailments. You're going to be introduced to the powerful antidote that she's created for the coronavirus, and you will be able to arm yourself with this powerful tool immediately. It's her modality has the fastest result in the world. It is the simplest process. And today she's going to talk about something that is even more powerful than what she's created before. It's just one word. It's amazing. And you will see the ease, joy, and power of how you can do it yourself. And you can use it on anything, on everything, anyone and everyone. It's really, really fantastic. But this is the first of this series, so there's going to be other calls too. So make sure I request you to share these replays when they go up, because there's so many people sharing on the social media, and it's mostly news that causes fear and worry. We're going to be talking about why this is beneficial, what to do. In a lot of these calls, we're going to cover all the different aspects that are going to be important to you right now. Of course, the first and foremost is protection from the virus. I know that's what's on everybody's mind. But then there are also people, some close friends of mine in the U.S. messaged me today that they have been laid off. My heart goes out to them. One worked for American Airlines, and she's been laid off. And even though in the U.S., we have the protection of getting unemployment, but that's not the case with other countries. Many people in the world are worried about finances right now and what's going to happen. So there's all kinds of stuff, and we're going to make sure that our healers are aware, and then they fine-tune the calls to match what the people are feeling and going through right now. So please make sure you come to these calls or listen to the replays and share them as much as you can. There's going to be processes. We're going to do a very, very strong group process today, which is also going to be protection from the virus. Let me find, Nidhu gave me the details on that, and I want to read that for you. Okay, I can't find it, but once I do, I'll read it for you guys. Okay, here we go. You are going to learn how to increase immunity, cleanse your auric field and protection, You will learn how to clap and clear and receive. The act and sound of clapping will immediately upgrade your vibrations and remove lower vibrations within seconds. It is also protective in nature, and we will do that today. And she's also going to take one-on-one callers to do the same with scans and healings and readings. So this is going to be a really powerful call. I'd love for you to share a little bit more on these calls. Send me your webcast concerns, because as we put together these calls, we want to know what you're feeling, what you're going through, and where you need support, okay? So let's welcome our wonderful Nidhu Kapoor back to the show. It's awesome to have you back with us. I'm just going to read your bio very quickly. She's a moon worker, pain exterminator, clearing expert, and a retrograde specialist. She is the owner and chair of the world's fastest healing modality, WORDS, W-O-R-D-S, which means World of Retrograde Decrees, Switch Sentences. She is a word scientist with the ability to decode messages of individual energies as well as universal energies of our time. The intuitive planetary reader brings her unique blend of technology to give you the quickest way to heal, shift, change, and transform your life, your health, and your wealth. Deep and complete healing work takes anywhere from 8 months to 3 years, but with her work, it takes seconds, minutes, weeks, and just a few months. Speedster is her middle name, and thousands of people around the world vouch for her and her work. Prepare for some life-changing, mind-blowing, and heart-opening healing with the use of just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 word sentences, also known as the switch sentences, also known as the decrees. They are the fastest results in the world. You have the ease of doing it yourself, the simplest and easiest of processes. Sometimes it's just a word. Applicable on anything and everything. They have tangible shifts, especially if you are an empath, the most powerful results bringers in the world, the ultimate medicine for chronic problems, intuition enhancing, gut instinct strengthening, the best tool for understanding the self and life, and of course now for protection and clearing of the coronavirus. Nidhu, my dear, welcome to the show. It's really wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Iram. Hi, everybody. Yellows. How are we doing today? Iram, everything you said more or less summed up the call. You covered every aspect, including the fact that it's about choice. Even though it feels like we're not being given a choice, it's about consciousness. It's about making sure that our consciousness is in a state of expansion and not contraction. And exactly like you said, Iram, this is the work of Pluto retrograde. And while Pluto will go retrograde in April, on April 25th to be exact, his work is the work of transformation. And the thing with Pluto retrograde is that it's not just what's in the subconscious, because the subconscious is pretty much in our consciousness now. We've all been doing so much work. Ascension is the expansion of consciousness. I'll give you another word for it. It is the amount of enhanced light in the world. So the light's already shining on our subconscious. It's what's going on in our unconscious that Pluto brings up. For example, even though this is going on in the world, and like Iram said, it has to do for our highest good. In fact, if it wasn't for our highest good, it would not be happening. Despite that, we would have certain reactions. We would get mad at these authorities who are putting embargoes on where we can go and what we can do, whether we can gym, whether we can club, whether we can hang out, whether we can have meetings. In my country, we are not allowed to congregate with more than 10 people, which also means that big family gatherings are at risk. It can bring up worry, fear, panic. In fact, just some hours back, I was speaking to T from New York, and she was telling me she was already nervous. And then today's morning's news saying that New York was going into quarantine, was that there was going to be an embargo on it, just made it worse. Obviously, right? you're already nervous about what's happening. Things are closing down. What you had entry to, you don't have entry to. Work is coming to such a standstill. And that's one of the things that we've all looked forward to, right? It took care of our day. It kept us busy. And that's slowing down.
Yeah, schools, colleges, universities have closed.
Colleges, universities, absolutely. Absolutely. The good news is that as she was speaking about her nervousness, and I said, we're just going to use one word. We used that one word. It was gone. It was gone in like seconds. And I could hear the perplexed voice that she had after that, which is like, where did it go? This is so weird.
What happened?
This really worked.
I know.
What happened? Yeah.
People that have worked with you before, they know that they're very, very powerful words. And I do want you to explain that a little bit, because it's not just we all understand and know that words have power, but the words you use actually have been coded. You've coded them with energy. So let's talk about that a little bit.
That's correct, Aram. You know, words have power. They can make you, they can break you, they can uplift you, they can crush you. When you use words in a certain way, like saying, I love you, it carries a lot of energy. When you use words that are meant for instruction, that also carries a lot of energy. Our energies are about consciousness. When you consciously use a phrase that is designed to make sure that the energy follows, the energy has no choice but to listen to what you are saying. Our energies are sentient, living, consciousness-based. Therefore, when we use words in that way, when we use it like that, it becomes a command. It becomes a decree. It becomes a switch sentence. And I also want to say that affirmations are like switch sentences, but affirmations only work with the conscious mind. Decrees work with the subconscious and the unconscious. Very quickly, let me give you the difference between the two. The subconscious is what's underneath the consciousness. The unconscious is the last layer of the subconscious. The unconscious are habits, thoughts, and feelings that you've become so attuned to that you don't even know they are there. And that's why we need world-shaking, earth-shattering situations to come up so that the earthquake quakes the unconscious into opening up. This is what Pluto does, and Pluto does best. Even though it feels like we don't have a choice and we just have to listen to what the government is saying, the fact is that it is taking place for us to have moments of stillness, introspection, contemplation, getting in touch with what the unconscious is trying to say. What the unconscious is trying to say is, I don't want to be unconscious anymore. I want to be in the consciousness like the rest of you is. Whether you are suffering with fear and worry, because we all know what worry does to the way that we think, whether you are suffering from absolutely unruly anger and irritation and frustration that you're not getting your way, whether there's just sadness and grief at what's going on in the world, all of this is your unconscious in full force. Everything it's bringing up, it's bringing up to release.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say that it would be perfect to just be aware right now, because it's very natural for these feelings to come up. And then as you go through the call, you're going to learn how to use these decrees and how to switch them immediately. Just use them to switch whatever emotion is coming up, because that's why it's coming up.
That's correct. The emotion is coming up not so that you indulge in it, although all emotions are backed by a memory and a story that sometimes needs expression. But for the most part, I have seen ever since Earth began ascension, January 1st, 2019, the stories are requiring less to be heard. What the world wants is for that switch to take place instantaneously. In fact, just last night, Aram and I were having a conversation about this, you know, about what's going on, about the panic that's spreading, what we can do about it. And I use the single word decree. And today morning, in my inbox, which I immediately shared with Aram, was news like this. A 103-year-old Chinese grandmother has made a full recovery from COVID-19 after being treated for 6 days in Wuhan, China. Apple reopens all 42 of its China stores. News from South Korea is that the number of new cases is declining. China has closed down its last coronavirus hospital. There aren't enough new cases to support them. 3 Maryland coronavirus patients have fully recovered and have already returned to everyday life. Scientists in Israel likely to announce the development of a coronavirus vaccine. There is already a development from a San Diego biotech company that is also manufacturing the vaccine. In less than 24 hours, I think in just about 12 and a half to 16 hours, we had good news. We had news to celebrate. We had news yes. that brought us to the expansion of consciousness, which is uplifting, light, white, bright news. And Aram, you haven't asked me this, but I'm just going to tell everybody, whatever it is you're seeking right now, relief from what you're feeling, better immunity, stronger protection, the key to manifestation is that expansiveness. It's that light, white, bright energy. The moment you have light, white, brightness, you feel better, you are in a higher vibration. And the moment you're in a higher vibration, there is no way a lower vibration like a virus can attack. A higher vibration is your biggest protection. And that is the power yes. of the decrees. They take what's in the unconscious and make it super conscious. Your super conscious is the space of the highest, whitest, lightest, brightest vibration. And that's what we're going to do on the call today. We're going to bring you to the super conscious state with just one word. I'm going to give you one word. It's not that word, but it's a very powerful word. And that word is yes. So I'm going to say a few sentences. I just want you to say yes after that. And I want you to say it loudly. I want you to say it like you are giving a command. Ready? Have some water. Moisten your throat.
I am ready.
Can you? Oh, yes. Are we ready?
Yes.
Awesome. Can you remove the vibration that brought about this virus in the first place? Yes. Will you remove
yes.
the vibration that brought about this virus in the first place? Yes.
Yes.
Can you remove all the reactions that you are having and drowning in around this virus? Yes. Will you remove
yes.
all the reactions that are happening and that you're drowning in around this virus? You say yes. You have to say yes.
yes,
like yes is in capitals and it's underlined and it's colored red. So you have to say yes.
Yes, yes,
you
yes.
have to use your
absolutely
chest.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes. You know, I used to do a lot of this yes work and I used to always joke about the fact that my neighbors had no idea what was going on in my flat because all through the day and half the night I would be like, yes, yes, yes. All right. Next question. And say yes to that.
I want
can
to,
you
I'm going to take some questions.
Go
no,
ahead.
Please go ahead. I thought you wanted me to do the next question. No, you go ahead, please.
Okay. Okay, just a few statements, my darling. Stay with the yes brigade.
Please,
don't
please,
let this
please,
go right
please,
now.
Yes.
Okay.
Let the yes
okay,
brigade
yes.
take over. It is wonderful. Yes.
Can you upgrade your immunity system right now?
Yes. Yes.
Will you upgrade your immunity system right now?
Yes. Yes.
Can you move from the unconscious to the superconscious right away?
Yes. Yes.
Will you move from your unconscious to your superconscious right away?
Yes. Yes.
Will you use the decree
I feel it.
To constantly move from lower vibration to higher vibration now?
Yes. Yes.
Will you use the decree
Beautiful.
To move from lower vibration to higher vibration constantly now?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. And you had some questions, Aram. Everybody, check. How are you feeling right now? How were you feeling before the call started? Can you see the shift immediately in how you are responding to your environment right now? And the answer to that is yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I have a lot of questions on the webcast relating to people that are sensitive, that are empaths, and how the fear, worry, and panic is really affecting them and making them shut down. They are really, really asking for help. And a couple of them are saying that they have already attracted infections, not the coronavirus, but other infections because of feeling all this panic and fear.
Thank you so much for asking that question, because right now the most important category of human being is the empath, because one, the empath has a tendency to reflect environment. Two, the empath has a tendency to absorb what's going on in the environment. Three, the healing bounce back power of an empath is unparalleled. If you're an empath who's suffering, thank you for being on the call. If you know an empath who's suffering, please send them this replay, because what you've taken on right now is part of your journey in healing the world, because you have the power to take it on fastest and release it the fastest. Therefore, your being on this call, using the decrees that are going to come up, using that simple DIY process to cleanse yourself, will make sure that thousands around you benefit. This is a very important time in history for empaths. As it is, because empaths are intuitively lighter, whiter, brighter than most people, and you all don't have to look very far because you know that Aram is an empath, that higher vibration is the space that you can hold more easily for the world right now. I cannot overemphasize your importance to humanity. Whatever is going on with you, let me know what it is. Is it the fear body? Is it the anger body? Is it the infection body? And tell me on a scale of 0 to 10 how strong it is. Let it be on the webcast for me, for Aram to let me know when I have to refer back to it, because very quickly we're going to be moving on to the other processes and, of course, the secret magic decree that I'm going to share with you all. I'm so excited.
I am very excited. I love it. Thank you so much. And guys, do send your the number that you're feeling right now. And we want to do more and more of these group clearings. But I need to know what you're thinking and what you're feeling. So make sure you send that to me. Lots of people saying, yes, I can feel the shift. Thank you so much, Nidhu. Deepan Jali said, yes, 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 and I can see the shift. My head is buzzing. So a lot of people really connected and felt the energy moving. And by the way, those of you that are not that sensitive to energy shifts taking place, it's okay. Just know it's happening, though. It's happening for everybody. That's why I was saying these replays are going to be very important to share, because this is going to be raising not just your vibration, but everybody's. And that's the role we have to play. This is a sacred duty. That's why you were born an empath. Today, during this time, you are being called. So please remember that. It's very, very important. So play your part in helping to raise the vibration of the planet. And, you know, as I said earlier, the seers and the knowers and the psychics that had been talking about this exact thing that was going to happen early in 2020, something is going to happen to shift the planet consciousness, and we're going to start thinking about what are the things that are really important to us. So, of course, right now, majority of the world is focused on their loved ones and focusing on that and being concerned about their well-being. And the name of the game has shifted from, you know, me, myself, and I to compassion and collaboration. So very important that we heal together, because people that are hoarding and people that are not thinking about others, you know, there are some people that don't have the means to buy cases and cases of water and such supplies. And people that are emptying the shelves of grocery stores because they can afford to stock up for their family are not thinking about those that can't. And leaving those grocery stores empty, the shelves empty, because of their panic and fear, is causing harm and damage. But if you do come across that, I remind you, please, not to go into anger or fear when you see such behavior. Know that they're terrified and feel compassion for their terror. And through your vibration of compassion, you will shift their terror as well and shift that energy. So,
so beautifully said. So beautifully said.
Thank you, love. Thank you.
It's that philosophy that. So sorry, Aram, you were saying something. So sorry.
No, I was just going to say that a lot of people are also asking for the financial panic, because people are. You know, a lot of people's jobs have been suspended or they've been laid off. A lot of people writing about that. So before Nidhu answers this and does some group work, move into that. Feel into that. And nobody is not affected. Everybody, myself included, everybody is affected right now financially. It's a global thing.
True.
You know, big companies are shutting down. Airlines are suffering heavy losses. So everybody is affected at some level. So shift into that, move into that for right now so that you can put a number on it and see how quickly that's going to shift. So feel into your financial fear right now. And Nidhu, I'm going to let you take over.
So beautifully said, Aram. So beautifully said. I am, because we are. At this point, that compassion and collaboration and co-creation is key to our planet. I will say that even though there is financial pain, consciousness does not distinguish the category of the pain. So whatever that is, whether it's financial, emotional, physical, sexual, spiritual, put it down. Let's take a look and see how fast you can move into a higher vibration. A higher vibration is also the place for intuition, clairvoyance, solutions, messages, visions, and insights. You will get answers that you may not have even thought possible. Like, I have to admit that seeing Bombay like this, with such less traffic on the roads, I feel like the air is getting cleaner. I have no doubt that our stratosphere, having lesser flights, is also cleaning up its act. So somewhere there is a global change, healing that's taking place because of what's happened. And because consciousness does not differentiate between the problem, it does not differentiate what a job is. Your job, if you've been laid off, is to work on yourself. This is the universe giving you the time, space, energy, bandwidth, and the process to do it. This is a story I share all the time, but many years back when I was still in the corporate industry and I was looking for a job, I spent 2 years chasing jobs without realizing that I was already working on myself, because I had already started studying.
I had already started sharing with my family and friends. And for those 2 years, I lived in a bungalow. I had a car. I had a cook. I had a driver. I paid all my bills. And after those 2 years, somebody very beautiful in my life showed up and said, you got to start charging. And I haven't looked back after that. So if it can happen for me, it can happen for you. You haven't lost a job. You've just gained the most important job of your life, and that's you. All right, my darlings, I'm going to move into the group process. The thing with the single word decree is that you need to be attuned to it. When we use the decrees that are not the single word decrees, it's like I am removing, you're removing, one strand of energy. But we all know that it's never one strand. That strand is connected to another strand, is connected to another strand, is connected to another strand. The onion keeps peeling. With the decree, when you pull a peel, all peels start opening, which is why the reaction to a decree can be enormous. With the single word decree, I am taking all the peels, all the strands, and pulling them out together. So the shift is faster, the shift is deeper, but before that, you need to be attuned to seeing the single strand shift. And that's what I'm going to do right now. One of the easiest systems in the body that cover the entire body is the chakra system, especially the 7 major chakras. What I'm going to do right now is begin work on the most basic and fundamental chakra, which is the root chakra. The root chakra decides your immunity system. The root chakra decides how much of a higher vibration you will have. The root chakra decides how protected and safe you feel. The root chakra decides what virus you're going to breathe in and get infected with, or what virus you are not going to breathe in and get infected with. And because my work is so quick, it's just going to take me 30 seconds. Everybody, please keep your feet uncrossed so I can access it. And by it, I mean the root chakra, which is in the perineum. I want you to keep your palms facing upward. I will give you 5 seconds to quickly have some more water, which I will do as well. Ready? I'm just taking it for granted that everybody's saying yes. I am started. And done. Take 2 minutes. Sense whatever you are sensing. Feel everything that's coming up. And whenever you're ready, tell us how you're doing.
Whew. That was a major shift. Beautiful. I want to hear from our listeners that felt the shift, because there are many that said, my fear and anxiety was at an 8. It is now down to a 2, which is fantastic. Another person said, my financial worry was at a 10, and it's now down to a 0, which is, again, beautiful. Love it. So there are many people, they're still sending in their answers, so that's great. One question, I love this question. Help me raise my vibration so I can raise the world's vibration. That is great. This is what this call is about and what this series is going to be
all of these, as you release these emotions that are coming up, my dear, they're not coming up. Yes, a lot of us are picking up on other people's emotions too, but they can't attach to us unless we have a trigger. So if they're attaching to you, that means you had a trigger, like what Nidhu said, in the unconscious even. So they're coming up to be released, recognized and released, recognized and released. And that's what you can use these decrees for. Let's do a couple of one-on-ones. And of course, guys, one of the best ways, this package that Nidhu has for you is extremely powerful. It's not just for the coronavirus and how to protect and raise your immunity and all of that wonderful stuff, but she's gifting you the entire Speedster package, which was packed with amazing decrees and stuff that, you know, to create massive shifts. We had this package earlier, and she's gifting this right now with this one because we know that people need help right now. So this was a much more expensive package, which right now is free. And the introduction price, just the introductory price for the coronavirus package is only $97, which is going to go up. So just be prepared for that. Share this information with as many people that need to get in on this price, because we do have to still honor the energy of the work that Nidhu has put into this. So the price will go up, but please, please, please take advantage of the price while it is so low. And there's so much in this package, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, but I want to go and connect with some of our listeners right now. I am going to refresh the page. Meanwhile, if you are not already on the phone line, please move to the phones and then press *2 to raise your hand, and that will place you in the queue where you'll get a chance to talk to Nidhu if you get selected. Jennifer said, a very big thank you to Iram and Nidhu. I felt a whoosh going through. Blessings and hugs. Shamina said, goosebumps. Connie's financial worry was a 10, now it's a 5. Just keep drinking water, honey. It's going to continue to go down.
That's right.
Gwen said, my entire body was shaking during this process. Money fear was a 5, and now it's a 0. Yes!
Yay!
Linda said, I have complete peace now. Yeah, Linda has complete peace now. Rowan said, financial fears went from a 6 to a 3. That's awesome. You cut it down in half, so keep drinking water. It will go down further. Radha said, huge yawns and tears. It's awesome. So I know that some of you are asking for other clearings. I'm going to focus on stuff that's connected to coronavirus right now, but stay tuned because her package covers all of these other issues that you guys are mentioning. Moyana said, hi, I was experiencing a lot of body pain since last night, but I'm feeling a big shift after the decree. That is so awesome.
And this was the decree,
okay, so let's,
in Thailand. Sorry.
No, go ahead, please.
This was the decree in silence and in 30 seconds. And in the Speedster package, which is being gifted, there are 5 remote sessions across 10 minutes. So in 10
wow.
minutes, imagine what all you could feel. I mean, I've had people tell me that they've slept better, that they're starting to eat better, that they're starting to be more positive, that their relationships are changing. And one very funny one was this person, you know, she just started passing a lot of wind in the morning, and she was like, what happened? And then she looked at her phone, and I had sent her a confirmation that the clearing had been done, and she said, okay, and that it had been done on the stomach. So she said, okay, now that makes sense. So lots of releases, lots of ease and peace, because
beautiful.
In the remote session, yeah, I will take these 30 seconds and multiply them that many times over. Your entire chakra system will get an upgrade, will get a tuning, will get an activation, because chakra systems are systems that move in circles, but we can have chakra systems that can entirely stop. In fact, Jay called up to tell me that she knew her chakra system was stuck and she desperately wanted something to start it moving. We did just one 10-minute speech session, and she wrote back to say, it's all moving, it's all active, I am pain-free, I can't believe how good I'm feeling, and for how long I'm feeling good. Because that's the other thing that happens, right? You feel good, then you stop feeling good. And she couldn't believe for how many days she continued to feel good.
Beautiful. Lots of comments still coming in. How much people have shifted. Linda wants to know, where is the link for the gift? The gift is with the package, my dear. So if you buy this package, you're getting the other one for free. I just want to read this from one of our longtime listeners, Ruth Jean. She said, I had been disturbed for 2 weeks or more, especially in my sleep, waking up with a headache. Instantly,
and Aram's line would have disconnected over there. She'll be right back and she'll continue to tell us. Ruth Jean, I'm taking it for granted that you said something wonderful and that everybody is sensing shifts, and not just the shift, but also a little more aware of the lower column of your body. By column, I mean the connection between root chakra and your belly button. Everybody, till Aram returns, I'm going to do another group process. And this one is the simplest thing to do, because in the simple act, you are going to be activating 85,000 body functions. Like I don't even think that we would be able to count and mention how many body processes that we know. 85,000 processes are going to be harmonized with what we are doing right now. That includes your auric field. It includes your chakra system. It includes your immunity system. It includes lower vibrations releasing. And the simple act that you can do yourself is clapping. This is how I want you to clap. I want you to clap first, pointing with your fingers down. I want you to point between your thighs. That's your root chakra area. Start clapping there. And not like you have to clap there for 5 minutes and 10 minutes. Just a few claps. Clap there. Start moving up to your sacral area. That's your lower belly. Clap there. Clap at your belly button. Start clapping at your solar plexus, tummy area. Your hand will automatically start pointing upwards. Start clapping at your heart chakra. Start clapping at your throat. Start clapping at your third eye chakra. Start clapping above your head. Stay here for just 5 seconds. Clap, 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 clap. And from here, from the top of your head, let your hands be up. From the top of your head, start clapping in a circular motion. Go towards one side, go down towards your feet, come up the other side. Reach back to the top of the head, clapping, clapping, clapping. Clap on the other side now, going down, going over your feet, coming up the other side, and stay clapping a little bit more on top of your head. Just 30 seconds. Just keep clapping. Clap, 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 clap. Little more, little more, little more. Keep it going. If your shoulders are aching, just relax them purposely. And then bring your palms down. Your palms will be vibrating like crazy. They'll be buzzing. And that buzz is the buzz of your blood vessels, your lymphatic system, your nervous system activating and flowing through your entire body. I want you to just experience this vibration in your palm. Close your eyes. Enjoy. Enjoy knowing that you just healed and harmonized, repaired 85,000 functions in your body. In your house, you don't have to do this right now, but just keep it in mind. Just hear me. Keep your eyes closed. Be in touch with your body right now. In your house, I want you to start clapping across all the walls. Start from one place, start clapping, 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 clapping. Keep your windows open when you do that. You finish clapping around the whole house. You shut the windows. You clap around the windows, however high your hands can reach. You clap along the edges of your door, and your house is safe. Clapping is also a sound that entities don't like, and viruses are like entities, you know. They just show up and they attach and they attack. And entities don't like the sound of clapping. They don't like the sound of temple bells. They don't like the sound of Tibetan bowls. That's all you have to do to cover yourself with this sound, cover your windows with this sound, cover your doors with this sound. I guarantee you will not just start feeling healthier, you will have the trust and faith that this virus is not going to affect you or your family at all. Clap around your family members too if you're concerned about them. But your most important job is to keep yourself cleansed and clean, and clapping will help you do that. And of course, you taking up the remote sessions for protection and cleansing and clearing will also help you do that. Eran, are you back?
I am back, and thank you so much for that lovely process. You guys can still write back, let us know how you're feeling. Let's go ahead and talk to some of our callers, because I'd love to see what they're feeling, what they're going through, how the process has helped. So let me refresh the page. You know, it's interesting. This is the time when people really need this support, and they're shutting down in fear. So the live callers, the webcast listeners are still the same number of people, actually more than normal number of people. But on the phone lines, we don't have that many. So this is a great chance for those of you that have never gotten picked and want to get picked, because there are not that many people on the phone. We have 15 people that raised their hand. So pick a number for me, please.
13.
Number 13 seems like an international number. The country code, I believe, is 35. And then I see number 191.
Hi.
You are unmuted. Hi.
Hi. This is Alexandra. How are
Who's
you, Erin? I'm in Alexandra.
Hi, Alexandra.
Hi, Alexandra.
Where are you calling from, hon?
I'm from Portugal.
Portugal, welcome. And
thank you.
Tell us about how you're feeling, what's going on. Did this call help you?
Yes, this call helped me a lot, because I have picked up on this huge, huge fear. I didn't recognize myself for about a month now. I think it would be the beginning of all this stuff, and I didn't know about the coronavirus yet. And the fear subsided now with Nidu's work,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very thankful
awesome.
For that. And what's coming up for me, and I think it's because of this contraction, this fear that I feel, I can't even go outside, and that's not normal for me at all. It's my teeth are hurting, my head hurts also sometimes, and I think it's still fear that's here, that I would like to calm down more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, Alexandra, because you have not been fully attuned, you got a semi-attunement in the group. I'm going to give you the attunement first. And the attunement is the decree of four words. So on a scale of 0 to 10, rate for me your fear, or if that hurt in the teeth is there, because that would be... that would also be related to the fear. Choose anyone, rate it for me on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is not at all, 10 is very high. And also tell me, if you're rating the fear, where it is in the body.
Yeah, I would say about a 7 now, and I can feel it in my heart and stomach.
Got it. So 7 times, you are going to say, fear, you can... leave now.
Okay. Shall I say it now?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fear, you can leave now. 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 Fear, you can leave now.
And check where it was at 7. Where is it now?
I'm releasing. The number 5 came to mind, but it might be lower. Because I'm still releasing.
Give it 10 more seconds.
Okay. Okay, 3.
Fantastic. Now I want you to say panic. You can leave now 3 times.
Okay. Panic. You can leave now. Panic. You can leave now. Panic. You can leave now. And I'm beginning to cry.
Oh, my love. I was just going to go for that. It is. And I also want you to know, love, that you are crying out of overwhelm. The fears that you've been living with, you are clearly highly sensitive, highly intuitive. Are you an empath?
Yes, and highly sensitive.
I thought so, because you picked it up even a month before you knew what it was called. You knew something was going on in the world. Please cry. What I'm going to do right now is give you the single word decree. And the single word, ladies and gentlemen, is the word given by Pluto in his time of retrograde. The word is reframe. And given that Alexandra is in a state of semi-crisis right now, you're going to see how this word works. The way that you use this word is like this. Reframe, reframe, reframe. You reframe and snap your fingers, because the snap of the fingers anchors it into the body. And I think that's just about 3 seconds since I've given the clearing. Alexandra, how are you doing now?
Yeah, the crying is subsiding. Oof. Still stuff coming up, but it's different. It's shifting.
Good.
Thank you.
How's your sense of fear? Where it was 7?
I think it's a three, but I feel it moving in my body.
Wonderful. Let me give you 30 seconds. You know, the first time you get to hear this, remember what I said? Like, instead of the simpler decree, which is one strand being pulled out and then the other strand being pulled out, this is a whole bunch of strands being pulled out. So you can have a kind of shock reaction as well, because it's so swift. It's so immediate, like it's pronto. It just pulls out something. And in fact, because I gave it, in general, everybody on the group, how are y'all doing? What are y'all reacting as? Did you feel the sense of movement, or did you feel something being pulled out, or did you get that little gasp, that check? Mm.
I can tell you I'm processing a lot for the group right now. So I'm having to breathe a lot, but the webcast is filled with comments. People are in so much gratitude, Nidhu. Champ is saying this shift was tremendous. Love the energies, Nidhu. I'm speechless. I have immense gratitude. Gwen mentioned, I already picked up the package. I'm so happy. I've been working with Nidhu since May of last year, and my life is so much more balanced. I've seen positive shifts on all levels, health, confidence, money, relationships. I absolutely love working with Nidhu. And she is amazing, super lovely, and so supportive. And their comments are just pouring in. Gwen, yeah, Gwen is awesome. All right.
Alexandra,
so how are you feeling, dear?
How are you doing?
Hi. Yes.
How are you doing?
Can
honey?
You hear me? Okay. Yeah, I'm doing better. Thank you so much.
Much better.
I was going crazy
good.
Over
good,
here.
Good, good. No.
Going
listen
crazy,
to the
you can
again
leave now.
If you need to. Yeah. Going crazy, you
Sorry?
Can leave now.
Yeah. Going crazy, you can leave now.
Yeah. There you go. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, love.
Thank
this is
so
that energy that we need. You're so welcome. This is how we shift, you guys. This is how it happens. As you saw, Alexandra shift so quickly from, yes, nearly a panic attack to just laughing in joy and saying, yes, I feel more balanced. And she's going to continue to shift because this, I've experienced these energies and they are incredibly powerful and the shifts continue to happen. Because it's top of the hour, many people have to get back to what they were doing. We're going to discuss Nidhu's offer. I saw many people since the beginning of the call just jumping in and getting their package. Bravo to you because, I mean, this is incredible. In just 22 minutes, you can create this powerful protection around yourself. And so before I announce the link, I just want to let you guys know once we're done talking about the offer, we will come back and do more one-on-ones, okay? So stay tuned for that. And I want to remind you guys, this is the time for collaboration. This is the time for compassion. This is the time for really not just raising your own vibration, but helping others that are going to be going into panic. You know, unfortunately, the world is going to see some more dire news come through as well. It's just, that's just the way things are going to get a little bit worse before they, you know, really begin to shift. So during that time, it's so important that you not only stay in higher vibration, but do your part. You are really, Mother Earth needs you right now. And do your part by helping others raise their vibration as well. I cannot stress that enough. This is really what we are all being called to do, all the empaths. Let's go to Nidhu's offer, orderjoy2020.com/Nidhu. orderjoy2020.com/Nidhu, N-I-D-H-U. Or if you're on the webcast, just press the special offer button, which will be the same on the replay as well. So, Nidhu, do you have this page in front of you, or do you want me to go over this?
I do have the page in front of me, but as always,
awesome.
It would be so lovely if you brought up something as well.
Sure, sure. No, I'll let you go over the items. I know that you can describe them well. We put this together so quickly that
yeah.
we don't have all of the description about this incredible item one, which is the light, bright, white virus antidote for attunement, which is just an MP3. So I really would love for you to explain this well because we didn't get to put all the text there yet. So if you can please explain so our listeners can really understand how powerful this is.
Well, the attunement is important so that you can handle the shift of the single word decree. For those of you all who've already been doing some work, who are already comfortable with the decrees, your attunement gets deeper with these 22 minutes because these 22 minutes have 1,500 decrees. You all saw what happened with 1 degree, not 1, 2, because you also gave it for panic. And you all saw what happened with the single word decree, which, by the way, is also an MP3 that you have to use only after using the attunement for 7 days. Once you've used the attunement and you are much more comfortable with the awareness and the insights and the shifts that are taking place, including detox shifts, then you move to the other single word decree, which is just about 3 minutes because, well, it's one word. It takes 1.5 seconds to say. That's the other part of the attunement. First, the attunement. This is the most important part of the package because this means
that you don't need to spend time with me. You just need to play it at night or in the daytime. The recording on it is also very healing. It has Tibetan bowls and at a very, very soft volume. So you can play it at night without putting it on mute, and it will work wonders. I ask that it be played at night so that your attunement takes place via your unconscious, subconscious, and superconscious. When we are awake, only the conscious mind is working based on data and programs in the subconscious and unconscious, but the conscious mind has a tendency to get in the way. When we sleep, there's nothing in the way. So the attunement takes place that much more rapidly. Part of the attunement is also a development for your root chakra, because as we ascend, we need to be further rooted and grounded. We need to be stronger, stabler, and steadier. And that's what the attunement will bring. Attunement means you are now attuned to ascension frequencies, to the 5D vibration. You yourself will see the difference once you start playing it, even the next day. 7 days are just so that the body assimilates and absorbs the frequencies. 1500 degrees, my darling. You would be getting the benefit of 7 hour sessions with me in 22 minutes at the click of a button. So it's all compressed, it's all put in. I also do a lot of work with ascended masters and higher beings, and their energies are also on the call. Because they are native to my country, I am not going into their names in detail, but their energies are very much there. The energy of removing obstacles, the energy of destruction for creation, the energy of Pluto with his transformation, all there in these 22 minutes. Everything else just supports these 22 minutes. What happens to you when you are being attuned? You'll have a set of reactions for that. You need to be supported. And the group calls do just that. I have 6 group calls as part of the package at just $97, because those group calls are for us to make sure that we know that whatever is happening is okay, that others are also going through it. And I do a lot of mini sessions in my group calls. Like we just did that little bit with Alexandra. Like that, I do it for whoever is willing to come up and get onto the call. Each call is for at least 2 hours. So that's 12 hours of group support. And to further support the group support is my WhatsApp community. On the WhatsApp community, what we do is not just share what is going on with us, get clarifications, get feedback, but we also access the power and potency of group magic. In the Bible, it says, where there are two or more of you, there I am. We manifest faster, we clear faster, we feel better faster when we do work in a group. On the WhatsApp group, and WhatsApp, by the way, is a free downloadable app that allows you to have group conversations very easily. On the WhatsApp group, we will be doing a specific set of decrees that are aligned to the waxing and waning cycle of the moon. The waxing and waning cycle of the moon is the one constancy we have in our life. Climates are changing, foods are changing, the world is a global village. There's so much mixing and fusing. What do you hold on to? The universe's timelines are best followed with the moon cycle. It's our own way of singing our own Looney Tunes. In the waxing cycle, which is the expansive cycle, we will do work on attracting, creating, manifesting a healthier body, a healthier life, a healthier world. In the waning,
clearing contractive cycle of the moon, we will do the work on releasing, cleaning, purifying, detoxing, and decluttering. When you do it in a group, oh, it's amazing. In the group, we're also going to be doing the purification diet. The purification diet is very simple. It's just extra water and avoiding animal protein, adding 1 cup of a herbal flower or green tea to your day. This is so simple, right? I can just tell you on the call and you can do it. I promise you, if you don't have the group support, you'll fall off. The group will remind you that this needs to be done every day. On the group, we will also be sharing the details of turbocharged water. Turbocharged water is healing water that is designed specifically for your cells to renew and regenerate. Also, very simple. And because it's very simple, very easy to forget to do it. Again, group magic, group power, group potency. I believe that most of my results that take place, half of them take place just because you're part of the group, just because you're part of the same frequency, energy, and intention that we be better, our families be better, our cities be better, our countries be better, our world be better. So just by showing up, you won't just make a difference to you, you will make a difference to me, to Aram, to everybody on the group, and the world. Come along for the package. Our calls begin from next Wednesday, 25th, which is a very auspicious day in India. We have the Goddesses Walk 9 nights here. The WhatsApp group will begin this week itself, so you can come, settle down, make yourself at home, and then we will begin our work immediately. So you have a few days to just relax, get used to everybody on the group, and then we will start the next level of the decrees. We will use the reframe, reframe, reframe in the best way possible, which is after making sure that our attunement is complete. Otherwise, it will be too much for us to handle in a direct shot. And now, I would love to speak to some more of you all. Tell me how you're doing, how your city is doing, and let's reframe it to in another level altogether.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for explaining the offer, guys. I think this was explained really well. You don't just have this immense support for dealing with all issues related to coronavirus, but the entire speedster shift package is being gifted to you right now. It is for a limited time, so I just want to remind you guys, and the price is at an introductory price, which will go up. We want to support as many of you as possible, but we do have to respect the energy exchange for these healers that are working diligently to bring you lots of support and keeping the prices affordable, but really, really needed. Also, there were some questions that will the replay work? If I listen to it again, the answer is yes. So please make sure you do listen to the replay and share this replay with as many people as you can, because the rest of the call is now going to be dedicated towards working with people that are going to be really acting as proxy for the rest of the group, because we're all pretty much dealing with similar issues. So they will, as they are getting cleared, you are getting cleared as well. So stay present, receive these energies, and let's begin now. And one more question I need to answer is a couple of people didn't hear correctly. So is it refrain or reframe? It is reframe, reframe, okay? This is another great comment. Rani said, thank you, Nidhu. Like Alexandra, I get pain in my teeth daily. The reframe lessened the discomfort within seconds by 90%. I love that. That is so cool. Of course, when you are in pain, when your health is suffering, your vibration is low. So let's all make sure that our vibrations are high right now. All right, let's pick another number. We now have 17 people that raised their hands. Nidu? Oh, seems like maybe Nidu got bumped off of the call. Let me just make sure. Yeah, she got bumped off. So let me go back and read a few more comments while we wait for Nidu to come back. Deepanjali also said, me too. Oh, my God, a big shift. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Margaret, love Nidu. She brings peace, calm, and love. Such feeling of optimism and positivity. Love, love, love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that is so awesome, Margaret, that you're able to see that and feel that. Because no matter how dire a situation might appear, remember, it only appears to be so. You can always find opportunities to feel optimistic, hope, joy, positivity, love, compassion, peace. All of those are our choices. And this is where we are all, the spiritual community today is being tested. We all love to talk about, you know, being in love, seeing with the eyes of compassion. Well, now your work is being put to test. How true are you to this? How much do you walk your talk? So let's keep moving into compassion. Let's choose compassion. Let's reframe anxiety, fear, anger, whatever it is. Let's reframe, reframe, reframe. Are you back, Nidu?
Very much, my love. Very much.
All right. Okay. So we have 17 people that raised their hand. Actually, now it's 19. So pick a number for me, please.
Six.
Number six. It is area code 650. 650, you are unmuted.
Okay.
Hi, who's this?
This is Lori. Hi, Nidu.
Lori?
Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Where are you calling from, honey? You're in California. Okay.
California. Cool. Yes. Yes. I've worked with Nidu.
And how are you doing?
Well, I'm having fear regards to, I'm a massage therapist at a major hospital here. And so now we're suspended from work. Right at the time, I just listed my house for sale and purchased a condo. And so the house was going to go up for sale this weekend. And now I'm really in fear about finances and timing, and it was a dream that I feel like, I don't know, I feel really scared.
That's completely natural, Lori, and so nice to say hello to you on the call. All right.
Yeah.
Do you want to use the word fear, or do you want to use the word scared?
I think maybe scared.
All right. On a scale of 0 to 10, how much is it?
Probably 7, because working on the call, it was an 8. But,
I'm just going to check your attunement level.
Great.
All right. It is borderline, but I'm going to go with the single word decree. Ready?
Get ready.
All right. Reframe, reframe, reframe. And check.
Probably 4.
Did you say 1?
4.
It's a 1?
A 4.
It's at a 4. All right. Give it just 10 seconds. By the way, my lovelies, the decrees work for your lifetime. It's just that the conscious mind needs continuous
feedback needs continuous conversation, needs continuous work, and so we would do it again. So we would have to practice. But the decree is forever. Like, I'm not even going to repeat the decree. I'm not even going to give the, you can leave now. We'll just see how Laurie's feeling in the next 3 seconds.
Okay.
And check, Laurie, where it was a 7 became a 4. How much is it now? Mm-hmm. Your scaredness?
Yeah, a 1. Yeah, a 1.
Super! Round of applause. Fantastic. How are you feeling about the sale of your house now?
I feel positive.
Good. Good. You remember what I said right in the beginning of the call? The key to manifestation is to be in that state of expansion, optimism, hope, light, white, bright, positivity, vibration. So anytime something comes up, Laurie, that starts taking that away, just reframe it. And definitely come for the package, deepen the attunement.
Okay.
Okay. All the very best. We look forward to hearing good news.
Thank you.
And please,
thank you.
Please share this when you get the replay. Please share it on your social media, okay?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I've already shared.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you. And the best way to share is if you write your own comment. If you've heard the call, you shifted, you felt the amazing shift, write your own comment so that people will know this is what you're helping them with, that, you know, heal your or shift your issues around anxiety or fear or panic or whatever it is. Let's pick another number, please. We still have 19 people.
11.
Number 11. Area code 561. Unmuted now.
Hello.
Hi, who's
Hello?
There?
Hi, this is Shari. Hi, Nidhu. Hi, Aram.
Hi, Shari. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
How are you, my dear?
Hi. Thank you so much for choosing me. And
you're welcome.
So very briefly, I've been sick for 2 weeks. You know, it has a lot of the symptoms of this virus. Usually I get well quick. It's not going away at all. My fear is not for myself, but my fear is I have an elderly father that I cannot see right now. And he has workers coming in and out of his house all the time, and he's not feeling well. And I can't help but it's hitting my emotional body so hard. And so, you know, the concern that I need to get well to be there for him and for him to, you know, what to do to help him are my big, I guess, fears or concerns right now.
Because you're unwell, Sherry, were you able to do the clapping around the body?
I did it while you were doing it with the group, yes.
Superb. Superb. Can you tell me what and how you felt after that?
After you did everything, I felt a little calmer, but then the thoughts came back again, and I feel a little number, actually, about everything, like a little number, but it's still, it's there. It's just sort of numb a little bit.
Got it. So we want to take a look at the numbness as well as the worry for your father. In fact, tell me, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is the worry?
I don't know this moment, but it was probably a 9 when we came in.
Let's go with 9. That's okay.
Okay.
Because 9 will cover everything. By the way, everybody, when we give a number, that's the number of layers that are there of that particular energy. So when we give the decree, it's working through each of those layers, which is why we repeated that many times. So removing one strand after the other. And I appreciate you very much for doing this even when you're unwell. Sherry, I won't give the single word decree because that might be too much. We need energy to process energy also. So let's go with the gentler one, which is the you can leave now. I just want you to say worry, you can leave now 9 times.
Worry, you can leave now. 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 Worry, you can leave now.
Super. Just give it 10 seconds. Check. Where it was a 9, or maybe slightly lesser, how much is the worry now?
About a 3 or a 4.
Super. Give it another 10 seconds. How is the numbness?
It's actually going away and I'm coming back into my thought again, but it's calmer.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And while you take another 10 seconds, Laurie, I'm just going to do a quick process for your father. It'll take me just those 10 seconds only.
Bless you. Thank you.
Happy I could do it. Laurie, his unwellness is showing as it might take a slightly worse turn, but not to worry. After it takes that worse turn, he will come out of it. Although not to worry is the worst thing to say because if that would work, that's all we'd be saying. So tell me, Sherry, how much is your worry now, where it was about a 9, came down to about a 3, 4?
I can't feel associated to it right now. It
fantastic.
Looks like a 1.
Not
like
a round
or
of applause.
2. I think the worry is more now that I can't go see him, but I feel calmer about him being okay.
I'm glad. In fact, if you have a photograph of his, just do the clapping up his entire front of the body and then around him in one direction and then around him in the other direction. He will get well faster, I guarantee.
Oh, thank you. Is there any way, if you're able to tell me if I'm safe to be around him or not, or you wouldn't be able to say that?
I could. I suggest at this point that you not be around him, that in fact Pluto retrograde might be asking you to do some work on trust and faith in the universe that your father will be taken care of and where even if you're not there, your love and care for him will reach him anyhow.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bless you.
Oh, beautiful, Sherry. Beautiful. All that love. Thank you. Such wonderful, beautiful, loving energy. And cry, my dear, cry. That's a release. Let your tears come out. It's okay. It's a relief. It's a release. Crying is good. All right. I'm feeling much calmer myself now. I was picking up a lot of fear and anxiety, and I was processing a lot of that for the group. They're much, much calmer now. The webcast is quieter,
nice.
Too. So everybody is settling in. See, guys, how quickly energy can make a difference. I mean, we need to shout this from everywhere that we can. We need to spread this message. You know, in the past, FHTJ has been
the safe place for you guys, for a lot of people who are not accepted by friends and loved ones, you know, with their energy work. I'm one of you guys. You know, my friends make fun of me. My family makes fun of me. They all think I'm into this mumbo jumbo or whatever, even though they've seen my life transform in front of their eyes, you know? But I wish they would come to these calls. I wish they would just listen to one replay and see what happens, what kind of miracles happen. And I've been seeing this for the almost 10 years that I've been doing these calls. That's why I started doing these calls. That's why I started the telesummit, because energy healers, with their work, I could see the shifts happening in my life, and I wanted to spread that message. So I started this telesummit because of that very reason. I used to be a listener just like you. And these miracles, we got to spread this message right now when everybody, you know, this is so beautiful, Nadu, with Pluto. You and I were talking about it, that a lot of astrologers give Pluto a bad name. And I've seen Pluto, yes, when it comes in, it's a destroyer, but it's a destroyer of what's no longer working, what is no longer benefiting. And like what you said, there is absolutely no transformative energy that compares to Pluto's energy, because it transforms to the core and brings out what is new and better. And that is, you know, what is happening right now. So what if the world is about to shift to spirituality, to, you know, higher consciousness, becoming more aware and awake to energy work and energy healing? And we are the flag bearers. We're the ones who have chosen this path for a few years, for some of us a few decades now. And we've been walking this path feeling, when is this ever going to reach the masses? When are we going to be able to come out of the closets and declare this and be open about it? Because I know many, many, many people get energy work done without letting anybody know that they believe in this. Maybe now is the time for the planet to be shifting. And you guys are the flag bearers. How cool is that? You're the pioneers. Oh, my goodness. What an honor. And, yeah. Right? So this is the kind of stuff that happens when the universe is ready for people to shift and they're taking their sweet time. Mother Nature kind of gives a swift kick in our behinds to say, move along. Move along. It's time to shift. So here we are. All right, let's pick the next number.
8.
Number 8 is South Carolina, it seems. Area code 843. You are on.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi. Hello. It's nice to be on the call with you guys.
It's wonderful to have you, Tammy. What's going on with you? Is your city safe? Are you safe?
Our numbers are rising a little bit, and, you know, believe it or not, I'm not in a state of panic. I started recently just to get a little worried. I'm a caregiver, so I work with the elderly, which is starting to make me a little nervous. And I mean, I'm trying to be as positive as possible and not, you know, panic. Going to the stores and trying to find toilet paper and paper towels makes you panic a little bit, because there isn't any. But I think I'm just feeling, and if I feel like I'm, you know, wasting time taken away from others, please say so. But I think I got some worry for, you know, the general world and the population and what it's going to do to the economy, and people are out of work. And I'm just worried for people, if that sounds crazy or not. I'm not sure.
No, it doesn't sound crazy at all.
I'm just feeling worried for everybody. And I'm an empath, so I kind of take on that negative energy. And I think that's affecting me more than me getting worried myself.
Can I quickly just say something before I let Nidhu work with you? So,
sure,
first of all, let me acknowledge you for the beauty that you are. Thank you so much for your loving heart and for doing this very important work, being a caregiver, and especially for the elderly. So you are at a higher risk group, and I'm just so, I applaud you, and I'm in so much gratitude for what you're doing. So thank you so much for whatever work you have already done, whether you choose to continue or not. You're so amazing. Thank you so much. I'm honored to have you in my listener group. The other thing I would say, Tammy, is yes, as empaths, we do feel the worry for everybody and we want to do something. Let's make sure that you direct that energy, because worry is really not going to, it's not beneficial, not to you, not to anybody else. And one of the ways that I find just instant relief coming to me is that this is a play of the ego. Ego mind likes us to believe that we are responsible somehow. And the truth of the matter is that this universe always has been and always will be conducted by, you know, whatever you call that being, God, source energy, whatever universe.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very intelligently and very, very capably being handled. So that just gives me like, okay, my life and other people's well-being and everybody's well-being is in higher intelligence's hand, who is very, very capable, which is, again, something that the world is being reminded right now, right? That you thought you were running the world, but no, I'm still here. So then we shift the energy towards what can I do so that I can help people, because I have this beautiful, loving heart that is concerned about people, and that, from that place, you can do so much. You can take action, and you can do so much. And you're doing that right now, by the way, by raising your vibration. You're already helping people. So I'm going to let Nidhu add and do a clearing for you.
Okay.
How beautifully you speak, Aram. It's so wonderfully done.
Thank you,
love. In fact, let me add my thanks and gratitude to the fact that you do the work that you do. It's not easy, even if it wasn't such a time. So thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you. Tell me. Thank you. In fact, if you had to choose one word amongst fear, worry, agitation, what would it be?
One word. Probably fear.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, how strong is this fear?
Oh, it's pretty strong. You know, it's between 8 and 9, I guess.
Let's go with 9. Let me just check your attunement. Okay, Tammy, I'm going to go out on a limb here, but we're going to use the magic word decree. Let's see what happens. Ready?
Okay.
All right.
What's the word again?
Reframe.
What's the word again? I'm sorry. Reframe.
Yes. Right now, I'll do it for you. So just sit back, receive. Okay. One second. Let me just clear the energy and start again. All right. Reframe. And check where the fear was at a 9. How much is it now?
6.
And where do you feel it in the body?
My upper body, which is strange, is like my chest, my shoulders, my breathing. That's where I kind of feel it. Tense, very tense.
Did you say very tense?
Tense.
Got it. So when the attunement is a little low, it takes about 15 seconds to 30 seconds. When the attunement is high, the single word takes, well, no time at all. So let me give you 30 seconds and let's see how you feel. Let's see how your shoulders feel. Let's see how your chest feels. and check. Where it was a 9 came to about a 6. How much is it now?
I think I'm about a 3 now.
Superb. So it's coming down in like spots of 3s. Let's give it 5 more seconds. How is your chest feeling?
It's better. It feels like it's a little racing a little bit. I don't know if that makes sense. But I can feel it. I can feel it coming down. I don't feel as tense and as strong and powerful
Fantastic.
As it was.
Fantastic. Let's add a few words for this. Just say remaining tension. You can leave now 3 times.
Remaining tension. You can leave now. Remaining tension, you can leave now. Remaining tension, you can leave now. I brought tears to my eyes. I just felt this big relief. Thank you.
Superb. Superb. How much is the fear now?
I feel like it's gone. Thank you.
Yay!
On. Thank you.
It's amazing.
Awesome. Awesome. How do you feel
awesome.
About
that was beautiful.
Your job now?
Excuse me?
How do you feel about your job now?
I feel better. I do feel better.
Good. Good. And you'll continue to feel better. Keep using the degrees.
Thank you so much. I'm very grateful.
Thank you, Tammy. Thank you again for all the work that you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tammy. Best of luck, love. Wow. Yeah, that was beautiful. And we have pretty much, it's interesting, in one call we did hit a lot of the issues that people had mentioned. There is one that I think needs addressing, and you did mention that in your package, so I would love for you to reference that for our listeners, and that is entities. Connie Rogers is on webcast. She's been messaging that this is something that she's really desperately needing help on, and I was thinking, with so much fear, panic, and worry around the world, the entities are probably having a field day with that, because that's the kind of energy they feed off of. So we definitely, this call would not be complete without doing some kind of a group clearing for entities, and that one we can do towards the end. That would be our last clearing for this call. I just want to remind everybody before we go that a couple of things we need to do. Remember, keeping your vibration high is the best defense that you can use right now. You can do that by listening to this replay again, or if you have invested in the package already, which is at an incredibly low price, and we're giving away another package for free. Nidhu has been so generous to offer that, because this is a time where people need these tools, maximum help. And the beauty is that these tools are so fast, you know, within seconds, you're just done. And you've seen how powerfully they worked with our listeners. This is the kind of stuff you've got. So with Nidhu, everything is about speed and results. She gets tangible results with speed, because that's how the world is today. So that's her. That's the beauty of all of her packages, and this is no different. Very powerful. Your MP3 and the coronavirus protection, and then of course the speedster package. All of that is available right now at a very low price. When the price goes up, we will make it available in payment plans. But right now, just take advantage of this extra low price. And then, of course, share this replay, please. We will make it available for as long as we can so that people can listen and get this healing help. So, Nidhu, if you want to say a few words about entity attachments, and like you said early on in the call, a virus is an entity as well. Really, that's all they are. They're just different energetic forms that are vibrating at a lower level. So talk to us about that, please, and then if we can do a group clearing for entities, that would be awesome.
Fantastic. You know, this thing about entities, you know, like Aram pointed out, this is the kind of energy they feed off. So apart from our fears and worries and panic about the entity, about the virus, it's a very open invitation to entities. In fact, one of the best protections for entities is also the high vibration. For now, the simplest thing to do for entities is to do the clapping exercise around the house that clears it of entities as well. And 11 times in the day, especially from today till the 23rd of March, 23rd being the new moon, and we being in this contractive cycle, which is the cycle to cleanse and clear, 11 times, entities, you can leave now. 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 When we do work with entities, and you know that you're supposed to say it 11 times, especially after dusk, there might be a tendency to do it like this. Entities, you can leave now. Entities, you can leave now. Entities, you can leave now. Entities, you can. And while that's absolutely acceptable, the better way is to do it concisely, each sentence as a command. Entities come because they've been allowed it. The unconscious gives permission. But the unconscious also responds to the decrees. So when you have this decree in the command of your voice, oh my, like even right now with me having said it, if there are entity attachments, your body would have immediately reacted. Your house will start feeling cleaner, especially once you finish the clapping. Clapping, Tibetan bowl, smudging, swabbing the floor with salt water. Oh, these are incredible to keep entities and viruses and germs away. So as simple as this, I forgot to mention smudging. So in India, we do a regular smudging with incense, and we have a certain evening ritual. I know that sage is very known for its smudging qualities, but whatever it is that you're comfortable with, incense sticks work beautifully because entities don't like nice smells. So keep yourself clean and perfumed as well. They don't like coming towards nice smells, because nice smells are always a higher vibration. Whatever you can think of that has to do with hygiene and cleanliness immediately puts you in a higher vibration. So keep yourself clean, happy smelling, keep your house that way as well. Definitely do the decrees of entities you can leave now 11 times as soon as the sun has set. That is the maximum time of entity awakening and attachment that takes place. Please do not forget to clap around your body as well as your house as well.
Beautiful. And a couple of people...
May I give them one more suggestion, please? It works wonders.
Yeah, okay, of course. Go ahead.
Okay, so this one is the lime and water combination. You take lime, don't cut it, you take the whole lime, you put it in a glass of water, transparent glass of water, and keep it next to your bedstand. In 2-3 days, the water will get cloudy. You throw away the water, put in fresh water. You can do that 3 times with the lemons. And after that, throw away the lemon, put a fresh one in. They don't like lemons either. So lemon work is also fantastic for making sure that the energy of your house is purified and cleansed. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Nidhu. Thank you so much. And some of you guys wanted to know what the link was again for the order page. I'll repeat it. Order Joy. order2020.com. So let me go over that slowly. It's order, O-R-D-E-R, J-O-Y, 2020.com /Nidu, which is spelled N as in Nancy, I, D as in David, H, U, Nidu. Or the easiest way is to press the special offer link on your webcast, which will also be provided on the replay. And then if you don't have success with any of these, just email our support team, which is at support@fromheartachetojoy.com. Or just go back to any of the emails we have sent you, and you'll be able to find this information in there as well, and our email address. Guys, thank you so much for being here. I just want to remind you again, I am so honored to be serving this beautiful, loving community. Today, you know, during these times, I feel like, yes, maybe, you know, a decade ago when I started this telesummit, maybe it was meant to be for times like these. So thank you so much for joining me today, for joining Nidu today. And let's make sure we keep our vibrations high. We are also going to provide as much support as we can through our Facebook page and our Facebook group. So please make sure you visit and check that often. We will post whatever we are finding out about this situation, about what our experts are saying, and we're going to post some high vibration news so that, you know, you don't, if you're going into fear and panic, then you can get help there. Post your concerns there. There are many healers that visit our groups very regularly and that are going to be making themselves available to provide support to people during this time. All right, this is a time of compassion, love, caring, and collaboration, and we're going to be doing all of what we can, so please make sure you take advantage of that. Thank you so much for being here. Lots and lots of love, and to you as well, Nidu. So grateful. Thank you so much, my love.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I also appreciate everybody's time and presence on the group. Thank you so much for showing up. I also just want to say that a Pluto retrograde's key word is growth, and growth is really our life purpose. So I look forward to seeing you on the calls. I look forward to seeing you in the group. I look forward to meeting all of y'all again. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Lots of love, big hugs, and namaste from India.